What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day three of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, He Has Risen. John Stott said, "The resurrection of Jesus changes the face of death for all His people. Death is no longer a prison, but a passage into God's presence. Easter says you can put truth in a grave, but it won't stay there. You can nail it to a cross, wrap it in winding sheets, and shut it up in a tomb, but it will rise." Today's scripture is Matthew 28:1-6. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." Some thoughts on today's reading. When the women arrived at the tomb that day, they discovered an empty grave. An angel told them, "He is not here, for he has risen." This was such good news that we are still calling it the good news. He arose, and the grave is empty. We have reason to rejoice. The fact that the tomb was empty serves as a reminder that our God can turn tragedy into triumph. Our God can take the dead things in our lives and bring them back to life again. Our God has defeated Satan and sin. There is victory only and always in Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus transformed the darkness of sadness into a dawn of celebration. It changed Jesus from a seeming victim to a sure victor. It changed problems and pain to forgiveness and freedom. It changed death to life. Bruce Barton shares the incredible significance of Jesus' resurrection. "The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the central fact of Christian history. On it, the church is built. Without it, there would be no Christian church today. Jesus' resurrection is unique. Other religions have strong ethical systems, concepts about paradise and the afterlife, and various holy scriptures. Only Christianity has a God who became human, literally died for his people, and was raised again in power and glory to rule his church forever. Why is the resurrection so important? Because Christ was raised from the dead, we know that the kingdom of heaven has broken into earth's history. Our world is now headed for redemption, not disaster. God's mighty power is at work destroying sin, creating new lives, and preparing us for Jesus' second coming. Because of the resurrection, we know that death has been conquered and that we too will be raised from the dead to live forever with Christ. The resurrection gives authority to the church's witness in the world. Look at the early evangelistic sermons in the book of Acts. The apostles' most important message was the proclamation that Jesus Christ had been raised from the dead. The resurrection gives meaning to the church's regular feast, the Lord's Supper. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we break bread with our risen Lord. The resurrection helps us find meaning, even in great tragedy. No matter what happens to us as we walk with the Lord, the resurrection gives us hope for the future. The resurrection assures us that Christ is alive and ruling his kingdom. He is not legend. He is alive and real. The power of God that brought Christ's body back from the dead is available to us to bring our morally and spiritually dead selves back to life so that we can change and grow. 1 Corinthians 15:12-19. Christians can look very different from one another, but one central belief unites and inspires all true Christians. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Matthew records that the angel spoke comforting words to the terrified women who were searching for the crucified Jesus. However, Jesus was not there because he had risen. Jesus had foretold his death and resurrection to the disciples on three occasions. See Matthew 16:21-28, 17:22-23, and 20:17-19. The angel reminded the women, "Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." See Luke 24:6-7. The angel encouraged the women to enter the burial chamber and see the spot where he had been laid. John notes that the linen wrappings that had encased Jesus' body were left behind as if he had passed through them. The handkerchief was still neatly rolled up, positioned at a distance consistent with where Jesus' head would have rested, relative to the wrappings. See John 20:6-7. It would have been impossible for a grave robber to take Jesus' body and leave the linens as though they were still in place. The most plausible conclusion was that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, just as he had promised. Today, as you celebrate Jesus' resurrection, take a closer look at his empty tomb. As you do, hear God speak to your heart today the same message the women heard on that first Easter. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Some questions about today's reading. Why do you think the guards were fearful and appeared dead while the women were terrified and received the revelation of Jesus' resurrection? In what ways is the invitation from the angel to the women in Matthew 28:6 an invitation for everyone? Take time today to reflect on the importance of Jesus' resurrection and praise God for all that his resurrection means. Thanks for joining us today.